The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host for today is Ron MacDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away on this Thursday, May 6, 2010. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I believe we have George waiting on from Massachusetts on the phone from last hour. George, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I'm doing... Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Great.
Yeah, I kind of know what you were doing. You were putting a promissory note into the court system to pay off a debt for an agency?
Yes.
Was it
the agency, and then the last part of that was, you know, that he said, no, it's got to be United States currency, a certified check or cash. And
yeah.
I said, I don't understand. And he said, oh, something of the United States. I said, I don't understand. And then he said, I tendered the note. And the court said, okay, you're committed to 30 days in the House of Correction with a purge amount of $17,651.50. This hearing is concluded. And the bailiffs come around and get you. So, anyway, I was saying, why, if they're using notes all over the place and you're doing a UCC instrument, why isn't that acceptable? And then why can't you also tender, you know, in gold or silver? I understand a little bit about that from what you explained earlier, but maybe in this particular exchange, you know, what should have been said or
where can we go from here?
So.
Yeah, I do understand. I understand completely. How can they tender notes and we have to deal with their notes? Well, Congress has the right to regulate commerce. And under the commercial enumerated power of Congress are all negotiable instruments. They fall under the Negotiable Instruments Act. So it is in total and absolute authority over all negotiable instruments. That's the right of Congress to do that. And what you did was put in a note that can only be controlled by the Congress of the United States. But here's the pitfall for the United States and for the court. In accordance with the Mint Act of 1792 that's never been repealed, all courts of the United States have to accept lawful money of accounts, and that's your dollar, your cent, and your mil. In the state of California, and you're from Massachusetts, so I deem it's throughout every state of the country. But in California, we have two government codes that are basically opposing each other. And I'm going to read one of them. It's code 6850. And it says on that code, it says, the money of accounts of this state is the dollar, the cent, and the mil. Public accounts and all proceedings in courts shall be kept and had in conformity with this section. We're having a short break. I'll continue on the way back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is the National Intel Report. Your host for today is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away right now. Also, if you have any comments or questions, please call in. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We're talking to George in Massachusetts. I was discussing the codes of California as they apply to just about every state across the union. And the first code was about the money of accounts of this state is the dollar, the cent, and the mill. Well, that refers to measurements or weights of gold or silver. That's why they call it the dollar, the cent, and the mill. And all courts are to have that are to use lawful money in them. And, of course, George has said they're not using lawful money. In fact, he was requested to bring in the currency. Am I right, George?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, there's another code on our book, and it's called Government Code 6852. The first one was 6850. Now, listen closely to this government code, as you should find it in your own state of Massachusetts. It says, all legal tender notes issued by the United States shall be received at par in payment for all taxes due this state or to any county or municipal corporation of this state. Okay, I'm going to read that again because it's so very, very important. It says, all legal tender notes issued by the United States. George, who issues those notes? The Federal Reserve note is issued by who? The Federal Reserve System, isn't it?
Right.
Is it the currency of the United States?
Yes, Congress gave approval.
Did the United States issue those notes?
Yes.
No, the United States didn't issue them. The Federal Reserve issued those notes to the United States on credit. So in your state, when they in fact are requesting and demanding that you pay in United States currency, they are requesting that you pay in a foreign currency produced as the product of the Federal Reserve. Check out for any laws, and you can do a simple research on the internet for all the codes of your state. There are many, many websites that will have all the codes of your state there. And check for Federal Reserve notes and see if you find that anywhere in any of the codes. Now, here's the key, and this is the question you should have asked the court at that point. And all responses to the court should be in proper form in briefs, in points and authority. Points and authorities, I don't know if you're familiar how to do that, but that's one thing you should get used to doing if you're going to fight in court. And if you don't know how to do it, go to a law school and get a hold of some students and ask them to help you. That's the quickest way of learning the law, is just having them to help you put together briefs and points and authorities. Now, the question for the court should have been, where is the authority, and this is for the prosecuting attorney, where is the authority for this court to demand that United States currency or Federal Reserve notes be used to satisfy debts in a court and satisfaction? There is no law upon the books for that to exist. And in fact, this court, and you can prove it, this court is compelling the defendant to provide currency that is a foreign product. And you have that issue because Title 12, Section 411 of the United States Code says that Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States. That means they owe on those. And that the Federal Reserve System actually issues those Federal Reserve notes to the United States as credit. So they are not, in fact, United States currency. And as you can see, if we reflect back to the government code that I was talking about, 6852, the state of California can only accept notes or legal tender notes issued by the United States. Well, Federal Reserve notes are not issued by the United States. So no court in the state of California can compel me to use Federal Reserve notes. So what do you pay in? You see, did you get that, George?
Yes, yeah. So a check, would the check be considered Federal Reserve notes?
A check is converted to Federal Reserve notes. It's a negotiable instrument measured in value by Federal Reserve notes, isn't it? When you go to cash a check, do they give you anything but Federal Reserve notes?
Not to my knowledge, although Giselle Bundchen, I think, was asking for euros.
Okay. Yeah, see, everything in this society now is equated to Federal Reserve notes across the line. Under the Negotiable Instruments Act, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a money order, a stock certificate, all things, whether it's the sale of your house, is equated to payment in Federal Reserve notes. Well, there are no laws within your states that require you to accept Federal Reserve notes. And in fact, there has to be a law on the codes, in the statutes, in your states, for even the state to accept a Federal Reserve note. I've not found it, and I doubt very much you're going to find it. So there lies the problem. There's the Achilles heel in your case, mm-hmm. is that the prosecuting attorney must provide the law that stipulates you must pay in Federal Reserve notes.
Okay.
But you do have a law on the books saying you have to pay in money of accounts. But see, the debt that you were told you owed was in Federal Reserve notes. There's no equivalency there. And in the book, They Own It All, Including You, I put together the positive and negative integers. I don't know if you bought the book or have it, but in there is a clear example of why Federal Reserve notes can never equal a lawful tender.
Okay.
Federal Reserve notes are on the negative integers. They're imaginary, and the lawful tender are on the positive side of the integers. They're actual real substance. That's any comments, George?
That's fantastic. That's much clearer, and I'll get set to studying that now. And is this archived, this particular show?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you can get it right off of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Excellent.
They keep archives of all the shows.
Okay, great. And I'll pick up your book for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. The lines are open, to my knowledge, and I'll give you that phone number again if you'd like to call in. Otherwise, we're going to discuss one of my favorite remedies. Let me get the phone number here in a second. 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. I'd be happy to take your calls. Okay, on one of my favorite remedies right now for the American people to try and bring back freedom to their country is pointed towards what we can do in our own states. Now, I've done a lot of research into referendums and initiatives. I have some more books on the way. I had to order some more. I need to get, I'm trying to draw up an initiative for the 24 states that allow the people, the citizens of their states, to draw up laws in their states. As it is right now, most people realize there's only two places that laws are created in our country. That's by the Congress of the United States and by the state legislature. But in truth, there are more places. The courts, when they make a determination, they basically are creating law. The Supreme Court has created law. But very seldom do we ever hear the people creating their own laws. And one of the things that I realized is that Americans don't have a lot of time to rally around the pole as far as changing this country back. So I try to figure out a way that might best benefit everyone and make it a little easier for us to take our country back. And that is through the process of initiatives. Currently, you've probably all heard that initiative, which I call a positive initiative, let's legalize marijuana. Well, that's a positive initiative. It doesn't affect the laws currently on the book, except it may repeal a law against marijuana being legal. But again, it doesn't change America as a whole. But what about a negative initiative? If I were to create initiative or a law to be voted on, and it would go something like this: no bill shall be passed into a law of this state that does not have but one subject in its title, one object in its substance — the substance is the body of the law — be more than 10 pages in length, and be written in clear language of the ninth grade public school educational system. Do you think you would vote for that law? Right now, we have laws being passed or bills being pushed through our state legislatures that are hundreds of pages, thousands of pages. They're voted on, and we have no idea what they're about. They have more than one object in the midst of them, in the substance of the law, and we're really taken advantage of at that point. We've lost control. But if we start taking our states back by a bill such as the 10-page bill, and this was a common law. This was the common law. This is the way they used to do laws in this country. They understood the principle that if laws ever got greater than 10 pages and had more than one object in the law itself, it would confuse people, and the intent would probably be to do something that the people would not be aware of. And guess what? We have thousands upon thousands of laws in this country that we have no idea what the ramifications of those laws are. And I think this is the best way, and it's a simple way, of starting to change our country back. Next, we have a commercial coming up, so I'll get to you on the way back, on the back half of the commercial.
Ben, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is the National Intel Report. Your host for today is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away for the day. I have callers on the line. The first one I'd like to get to is Jerry Kirk in Arkansas. Jerry,
Ron,
you there?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jerry. How about yourself?
Actually, I'm doing really good. I'm calling in with an attitude of contribution, if I can, to what you're talking about for you and for the RBN listeners. I'd like to start with a quote, if I could, please.
Go for it.
Our federal tax system is, in short, utterly impossible, utterly unjust, and completely counterproductive. The present system of taxation reeks with injustice and is fundamentally un-American. It has earned a rebellion, and it's time we rebel. This quote is from President Ronald Reagan in Williamsburg, Virginia, May 1983. It obviously wasn't played on national news and didn't get any headlines. What I'm trying to offer to people is that there are U.S. Supreme Court cases and federal court cases that say unequivocally only the rare taxpayer would be likely to know that he could refuse to produce his records to the IRS. Wouldn't that be a nice case citation for people to have?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And it's in accordance with, Ronald Reagan's in accordance with Rome. You know, in the ancient times, the Roman citizens paid no taxes. They were the children of Rome. And it's the same thing in this country. The children should never pay taxes. That's what the foreigners do. And that's what the, when the state is, when the state has businesses, it has harbors and it creates corporations and it does all sorts of businesses. That's where it's supposed to get the money to support the state. It's not supposed to come from the children of the state. That'd be like you having children in your house and you immediately have them pay rent. I don't care how old they are. 3, 2, 1. They have to start paying rent to support the house. Well, that's never been the philosophy of this country. It took hold only years after the creation when they realized they could get away with it.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that quote. Did you have anything else to add?
Yes, I do. In the past few years, there was a book out called Cracking the Code. And it took in, you know, made the rounds on an awful lot of various, radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'd like to offer to you that there is a federal court case where the IRS testifies that about something called a document decoding manual. Called Document 6209.
Yeah.
And that decoding manual is for the computer codes of the IRS.
Yeah.
And in that decoding manual, if you have a MFR01 listing by your name, it means not required to mail or file. So what I'm trying to do, and, you know, I'm not trying to be overly pushy or anything, but as of this week, I did a 20-page expose on the IRS. And it's available at freedom-school.com, a link to my name, Jerry Kirk. You can go to the announcement. You can listen to a verbal that was just done in the previous hour on another radio show. Ron, I would very much sincerely appreciate it if you would consider reading those 20 pages and listening to that one-hour verbal. And my phone number is there on that site. And
yes.
I really think that you and I could be very compatible. And I would really appreciate it if you'd scan that 20 pages and listen to that one-hour audio. Because I think that you would be able to present this to the listeners of RBN in a very, very fine fashion. So I'm asking you to do a little work, and I'm asking you to please call me when you get done. And I really think that you would enjoy this, and I think that you would find that you and I have a lot of compatibility. We just sort of need to get a little on the same page, and I'm looking for somebody to work with that knows how to work. And I think you know how to work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. And
Jerry, before you go, you know how to get your phone number to me, right?
Pardon me?
New people order.
Pardon me?
New people order. You know how to get your phone number to me so I can call you?
Yeah, it's 870-496-2727. It's on the website. And, you know, I take calls after 6:30 in the evening. And,
okay.
You know, I have 30 to 50 people from around the country call me, and, you know, everybody's usually very polite.
Okay. Well, why don't you hang on till right after the break? I just wanted to discuss with you that manual the IRS has.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. This is the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for your host, John Stadtmiller, today, who's away. I have Jerry on the line, and I also have Cynthia in Maryland waiting on the line, Wayne in Texas, and Darlene in New York. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Jerry, what I wanted to discuss with you is manual that the IRS has is there are two, basically, in their individual master file and the business master file, if you recall. And those did have in them code stating that most, I've never yet found anyone who owed a tax in accordance with those individual master files. Have you? Or have you been involved in that?
I found that about 90% of the people are not required to mail or file. But there are some individuals that are required to do it, and they do not have an O-1 after their name or their on their document.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I did is I put in some pages right out of the transcript out of the federal case, and it's Lloyd, United States of America v. Lloyd R. Long, United States District Court, Eastern District, Tennessee at Chattanooga, CR 19391, 1989. And they can read in there, you know, actually I wrote in where it says it's called the Law Enforcement Manual.
Mm-hmm.
Also called the Integrated Data Retrieval Document, known as document number 6209. And I put in the actual photocopies right out of the court transcript. I didn't want anybody to think I'm making this up. And they'll actually be able to read. All they have to do is get their individual master file, look up, you know, and see if they got an MFR-01. Now, if they happen to have an 02, 03, 04, so forth, you can use the data retrieval document, known as document 6209, and you're going to most likely find that also means not required to mail or file. Okay? But, you know, the 01 is right here in a federal court transcript, and it's available now at Freedom School for people to look at. And if we want to stop the problems that we've got to take away their God. Their God is money. And we've got to stop the fear. And the way we get rid of the fear is we learn laws, like you point out to folks, and we learn how to defend ourselves and then go on the offense. And I'm talking strictly nonviolent.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the right way to do it. You know, this country wouldn't survive a revolt. It has to be done through the law to take back the country. So if there's anything else you want to add before
Cynthia. I sincerely hope that you'll take the time and take a look at this stuff and maybe give me a call, because I really think that you and I could get on the same page pretty quick. And, you know, I'm always looking for somebody that wants to get in there and mix it up, you know. The other guys.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
thank you very much for your call.
You know, for your efforts you've been doing, and I appreciate you sitting in for John today.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
All right. You have a great day, Ron. I'll keep listening.
All right. Cynthia in Maryland. You on the phone?
Cynthia is.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a comment or a question, Cynthia?
Well, first of all, this is a perfect segue because I did request my own documents from the IRS, and when it comes to that code, I have no number at all next to it. There's no 0123 or anything at all. And the next step, I am going to write them and ask them for that 6209 document to decode is the next step. But I do have my own personal records from them that are the computer printouts that he was talking about. And what I wanted to add to that is I have found a very, very important addition to what he was saying about the IRS and being audited, is that if you have a rubber stamp made that says exactly the following, and I will say it very slowly so that everyone can write this down. Specifically, deposited for credit on account or exchange for non-negotiable Federal Reserve notes of face value. If you put that on the back of any check, paycheck, if you don't have automatic deposit, or if you do have automatic deposit, you can have that canceled and physically receive your paycheck so that you can put that on the back of it before it goes into the bank. That way, when you receive your paychecks back as canceled, those will not count as income on the IRS if they audit you. I do know that there are other ways to fight them in regards to the Constitution, but this is just another trick to add to the pile.
Right. And, you know, and that basically what you've just talked about, the stamp, when you request gold or silver at the bank and they don't have that cash out your instrument, then that is the next step, is to put that stamp on there. And that is, and at the end of the year, basically you've made a loss, haven't you, Cynthia? You've actually had a loss. Yeah, so, and losses in accordance with the Internal Revenue Code are deductible. so you've made a poor judgment by accepting losses, credit and credit instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been in this area with the IMF and stuff like that, Cynthia?
Well, I got a political, and I know it was not performance review or financial or anything. It was political reduction in workforce claim. October of 2009, and I figured, well, I'm getting valid unemployment. I just figured I'm going to immerse myself. And before I did anything, myself personally, I knew that I wanted to study and research everything possible. And I've learned about the different perspectives or ways of going about this, being commerce or administrative, when it comes to sending in your documents. A lot of people are focusing on the UCC, and my preference is to stand entirely on common law, not on commerce. If I do put in my UCC filing, it's going to include all documentation that focuses entirely on common law as a living being, not as a commercial entity. And
right.
Go ahead. Is
there anything else you would like to add? Is there anything else you'd like to add, Cynthia? I have a couple more callers I'm going to have to get to.
It's very important to learn about the different perspectives between commerce, common law, and administration, and the different forms of government. That's all I can add.
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much for your call. I want to let the listeners out there that they can call in at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we have, and I hope I pronounce this right, Kalgugla in Tennessee. Correct me. I know I didn't do that one right. Are you on the line?
Kalgugla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
People mistake it all the time.
Okay, that's a peculiar name. Okay. How'd you come by that name, first of all?
Well, that was the name that my parents gave me.
Uh-huh. Is it a family name or is it just
Yeah, it's a Roman name.
Yeah.
Some of my ancestors descend from Rome, so it was kind of a family tradition, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, and your question or comment?
My question was how long do you think until America is a majority non-white country, and what do you think the long-range consequences and ramifications of that will be? I.e., do you think that the 21st century will be a century of white inferiority as we are outnumbered even in our own homelands in Europe and America? Something along those lines?
Yeah, well, That's a loaded question, Caligula. that's a real loaded question. First of all, I don't think there is a pure race on planet Earth anymore. Mm-hmm. So that would kind of, you know, we'd have to just talk in concepts. You know, to be white today is to be a mixture of different races from the past. So I don't know how to answer that in that degree, but I'm going to say this. I think... The natural state of human beings are to be isolated to their own. I say this only from the perspective of what I've experienced in life. I know that intelligent people like to gravitate to intelligent people. Artistic people like to gravitate to artistic people. And I don't think it's any different for the races in the same thing. And I think there was a reason for that. I think it's because the purity of the race had to be maintained. But
if I might be allowed to do so. I can tell you my experience in life that there's black, there's white, and then there are shades of gray. But there's an obvious difference between, you know, a 6'5", blonde-haired, blue-eyed, tall German man with a nice jaw structure, and somebody from the Congo who has a prognathous jaw and a slow forehead. And the IQ differences in the two different cultures are reflected in the works of, for example, in the book Race, Evolution, and Behavior by Dr. Philip Rushman. You know, there's very clear differences, and I just think that if you refer to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, you would find that, for example, in the year 2006, there was 36,000 to 40,000 rapes of white women by black men in the United States. In that same year, there was less than 10 rapes of black women by white men. So, I mean, you do the math. What do you think?
But you know, you're talking about a lot of there is a lot of elements that may cause that to happen. But going back to my statement, I think it's natural for the purity of the race to maintain its purity, whether it's black, white, red, or yellow. That is the natural state of humanity, and there's reasons for that. It contains, I mean, the whole purpose of, if you want to say creation and evolution at the same time, is for the race to maintain its straightforwardness, its purity, its perfection. It's already been weeded out by diseases and everything else. But what does our government do here? They force us to live together. They force us to learn similar things from our school system that isn't necessarily for certain races. And I'll say that. I'm into sports, but I'm not into sports to the degree I could compete with a black man running a race. So I'd have to step out of that type of sports arena. So that, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that we've done a bad job of intermixing our societies. It hasn't been beneficial for any race. Where is it going to lead to in the future? I think once you intermix the races and you have a melting pot of all races together, it's easier to conquer everyone. You divided and conquered them in that basic type of situation. Your thoughts, Caligula?
Yeah, well, my thoughts are is that eventually when people like myself prevail in Western societies and we take control of the governments and then ultimately the military, with overwhelming force, it would be a lot easier to have people extricate your country without getting into some long, drawn-out, protracted conflict where you suffered in a war of attrition. But down in California, where I used to be, I can tell you that as soon as there's insurrection and revolt and probably a population on the brink of starvation, I can tell you that the Mexican gangs down here are going to take control of all the streets in a matter of days, if not weeks.
Well,
and it will be the
Caligula,
same throughout the Southwest.
Caligula, I thank you very much for your call. I got to move on. I have others waiting on the phone, and thank you again for the call. Darlene in New York, are you there? Okay, Darlene. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I've gotten a lot of calls, private calls from people that have listened in, and it has to do with the powers of the office. Many people have called in because they've had problems with the code enforcement officer in their area. Now, what they don't understand about powers of office is that the people of the state actually create an office. And once they create that office, they endow it with their personal sovereign power. And that power stays in the office. It's never given out to a man or anything else. And what occurs at that moment is that you elect or appoint an official, and he gets to access that power. Well, most places in California, and I presume all across the country, have a code enforcement officer. Well, that was created by your permits bureau, your planning department, and your building department. They created an office, and what they did was take the power out of their own office and created this other office with it, and created an officer for that office. And that officer is basically usurping power he or she is not entitled to. That's the point there. So when you have a code enforcement officer that's coming down the pike telling you you've done something wrong in your house, you need to focus that argument on that person. Okay, we have two callers on the line. We have Jim in Texas and Richard in Alabama. Jim, are you there?
Yes, Ron, good to talk to you again.
Stay here, Jim.
A quick comment on Caligula's idea about the black race being inferior in some way. He is comparing an IQ of a man of Central Africa to a white man. The white man's, and he's using the white man's standard of measure. If we were thrown into Central Africa, we would flunk that IQ of that African would give us very miserably. I guarantee you that.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. I'm a believer that a man has the right to speak their mind regardless of what's on their mind. And Caligula spoke his mind. I don't necessarily agree with his thoughts. There are talents in every race. Some are superior, some are inferior, but it all balances out regardless, and that's the way mankind has been made. So do you have any other comments, Jim?
Nothing today, Ron. It's good to talk to you again, though. I've read your book, okay. And I'm underlining passages.
Oh, terrific. Thank you very much, Jim. We have Richard in Alabama.
Oh.
Rich.
Tell me,
hi, Richard.
What did Cynthia say to write on the back of the check?
Okay, she said deposit for credit only.
Well, there was a lot more.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get the more to it. I have it. I do know of it. And or for Federal Reserve notes, or credit for Federal Reserve notes. And the thing is, Richard, why don't we talk on the way back from this break? We'll talk on the back end of the break.
We must take America back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Direction.
This is the National Intel Report. This is Ron McDonald hosting in for John Stadtmiller, who's away for the day. We have Cynthia back. Jim, if you want to stay on the line, she can repeat those words that's on that stamp. Cynthia, are you there?
Yep. Okay, pen and paper ready, and this is only for checks, and from what the other person said earlier, I definitely recommend, if you can, the cash and do in for real gold or silver, but on the back of the check, deposited for credit on account or exchange for non-negotiable Federal Reserve notes of face value. Again, that's deposited for credit on account or exchange for non-negotiable Federal Reserve notes of face value. And this has been proven to work with an actual IRS audit, that it will not count. Any checks with the stamp or handwritten will not count as income.
Okay. Cynthia, when you say it's proof, do you have actual evidence that you've seen or you've heard stories of that?
There was a person that actually was audited and had this on the back of his checks.
Yeah.
And the audit person basically conferred with their supervisors, because they themselves hadn't seen it before, and came back after talking with their supervisor and said that it would not count as quote-unquote income. But I agree that there are other ways to go about it properly. This is just one of the small steps to take.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good thing. You have nothing to lose. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it works, look, I mean, that's beneficial. Jim,
well,
did you
I
get that?
I know that other people have actually won court cases against the IRS, both at the federal and the state level.
Uh-huh.
So, that's
I just
all
want to make
got.
Sure. I want to make sure Jim wrote that down. Did you write that down, Jim?
I couldn't get it.
Okay.
Deposited for credit.
Well, I tell you what, I have it down. Jim, why don't you email me at newpeopleauditor@gmail.com, and I'll send it back to you, because I did write it down all the way this time.
Yay!
Okay.
Thanks.
And I thank you very much for calling in again and clearing that up, Cynthia. We have one last caller, probably the last caller of the show. Richard in Alabama, are you there? Oh, that was Richard. Okay, well, I guess that's it. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to the Intel Report. And this is Ron McDonald saying have a great evening tonight. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take America back. We must take America back.
With recent